All right, friends, this is Pastor Terry Sisney, and this is the Overcomers Broadcast. I want to invite you to come in today. I want to share with you another thought about the Overcomers life and keys to the Overcomers life. And in particular today, I want to talk to you about the key of nevertheless. Nevertheless, I know that sounds kind of funny to talk about nevertheless as being a key. But I really believe that it is today. I really believe that it will help you to put you at a better place and a place of advantage when you understand the power of nevertheless. Nevertheless is a very powerful thing. And let me just use this and come to you from this perspective. Remember the three Hebrew children, and they were faced with a fiery furnace. It was a terrible situation, to say the least. And yet, when they were faced with it, they did not back down. They made a statement that basically summed up the word nevertheless. They said to the king, they said, "We're not going to bow. We're not going to worship your gods. We're not going to bow before your image. And so you might throw us in the fire, but whether you do or whether you don't, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, we're not going to bow." Hello, Tony. God bless you. We're not going to bow. We have made up our minds. We're not going to bow. Now, nobody likes the thought that you might go into the furnace and you might have to go through a fiery furnace or a lion's den. Nobody likes that. But you have to make up your mind. It doesn't matter. Nevertheless, no matter what, I'm going to serve God no matter what. My confidence is in God. My faith is in God. I'm not backing down no matter what, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what the situation is. Nevertheless, I'm going to stay true to God. I'm going to stay faithful. So you remember the story of Peter, and they're out there fishing and they hadn't caught anything. And all night long they fished, and Jesus comes and Jesus says, "Hey, cast your net on the other side. Let down your nets for a draught." And Peter argues a little bit, and then he says, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." And all of a sudden, something happens in that decision to act on a nevertheless. In other words, even though I don't agree with it, even though it doesn't make sense to me, even though I'm not feeling it, hallelujah, I'm just going to do it because you said do it. I'm going to do it because it's your word. Glory to God. Friend, the word of God is the most powerful thing we have. I'm telling you right now. You say, "Well, it's the Holy Spirit. He's the power." The Holy Spirit operates on the basis and on the authority of the word of God. The word of God is the most powerful thing we have. The Bible declares that it is by his word that he establishes and he holds up everything. Everything is held up by the word of his power. The Bible says he has magnified his word above his name. The word of God is powerful. The Bible declares that he created everything by his spoken word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God, the Bible says. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, by the word of God. And without him, without the word of God, was not anything made that was made. So when I say nevertheless, what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what my circumstances are. It doesn't matter what my feelings are. It doesn't matter what my emotions are. It doesn't matter what the battle is, what the struggle is. It doesn't matter what I'm looking at or what I'm sensing. I'm going to agree with God, and I'm going to step out on a nevertheless, and I'm going to trust and believe that God is going to do what I can't do. That's what Peter did. He said, "It doesn't make any sense to me to do this. This doesn't make any sense to throw a net out here. I've been fishing all night long. I haven't caught anything. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." I'm going to tell you something. When Peter acted on the nevertheless, the moment he acted on that nevertheless, something happened. He stepped out of the natural into the supernatural. Because that's what happens when you step into the nevertheless. You're stepping into the supernatural. You're stepping into the realm of trusting God to do what you can't do. Trusting God to make something happen that you can't make happen. Peter had already tried. He'd worked all night. He'd fished all night. He caught nothing. So as far as he was concerned, there wasn't any fish anywhere around. But in one moment's time, when he obeyed Jesus' voice and his word, he stepped into the realm of the supernatural. And friend, that's what nevertheless will do for you. Everybody needs a nevertheless in their vocabulary. Lord, it doesn't make sense to me, nevertheless. Lord, I don't feel like it, but nevertheless. Lord, it didn't work the last time, but nevertheless. Lord, I can't understand it, but nevertheless. Lord, I don't have enough money, but nevertheless. Lord, I'm not that educated, but nevertheless. See, you've got to have a nevertheless in your vocabulary, because the moment you agree with God and you step out on that nevertheless, you have opened the door to the miraculous. You've opened the door to the supernatural. You have invited God into your situation, into your issue, into your circumstances, and you have opened the door to a miracle. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know, the three Hebrew children, they could have died in that fiery furnace, but they didn't. They could have. They were willing to. They were prepared to. They were ready to. But God came into the middle of their situation. He showed up and he brought them out. And the Bible declares not a hair on their body was singed or burned, and they did not have the smell of smoke on them. And when they came out, they were promoted to another level in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today that when we step out in obedience on nevertheless, and we say to God, Lord, I'm struggling with this, nevertheless. I'm having a problem with this mentally and emotionally, nevertheless. Lord, I'm having a problem physically. I'm struggling with this physically, nevertheless. Oh, hallelujah, friend. When you step out on the nevertheless, you have bridged the gap between the natural and the supernatural. See, there is a gap between the natural and the supernatural. There's a gap that keeps us from experiencing the power of God. And it is that simplicity of saying to God, it's okay. It doesn't matter. I trust you. I can't make sense of it, but I trust you. I'm not feeling it, but I trust you. I can't understand how you're going to do it, but I trust you. That, friend, nevertheless is powerful. Hallelujah. Ho, hallelujah. I hope that somebody's getting this today. I hope that you're getting this today, because I promise you, it will make a difference in your life. Hallelujah. God wants to take us into the promised land. He wants to take us into the land of abundance, into the land of more than enough. But you're not going to get there unless you're willing to say to God, nevertheless. Unless you're willing to say to God, I'm going to follow you even when it doesn't make sense. I'm going to follow you when I don't understand it. I'm going to follow you when the giants are looming and the giants are screaming at me. It doesn't matter. I'm still going to follow you. And nevertheless, God, whatever it looks like or feels like, I'm going to trust you. And I'm telling you, friend, every single time, it will bring you into a place of blessing. It will bring you into a place of miracles, because God is a God of miracles. But you've got to be willing to let go. Let go. Let go of what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you think. Let go. Let go and let God be God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, I hope this helped somebody. Hope it encouraged you today. Didn't want to take a lot of your time, but I feel like it is a word that can really help somebody to get through a place, maybe a difficult place that you're in right now. Maybe a place where, just like you're faced with a situation where you can't make any sense of it. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel right. You can't see how it could ever work out or how it could ever turn around. But I'm telling you, if you'll put it in God's hands and you'll just say to God, nevertheless, nevertheless, God, I'm going to trust you. Nevertheless, I'm going to cast my net out there. Nevertheless, I'm going to stand on your word. Nevertheless, I'm going to say what you said about me. Hallelujah. Something's going to happen. Something good is going to happen to you. Hallelujah. I believe that God is going to move for you. In fact, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that on the authority of his word, as you obey his word and you step out with a nevertheless, that there is a release of miracles and a release of the supernatural power of God coming into your life today in Jesus' name. Okay, friends, we love you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Have a great day. And we'll be back later with some more keys to the overcomer's life here on the Overcomers Broadcast.